Morning. We have a guest joining us here on the phone from the Narcanon Arrowhead Agency. Zach Pearsall joins us. He's the guy in charge of all of this media stuff and keeping us in touch with what's going on through the Narcanon Arrowhead Agency. Zach, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot. Hey, this time we're going to talk a little bit about drug addiction and even bigger deal, relapse. First of all, let's talk a little bit about Narcanon. Can you tell us about the agency?
Yes, sir. Here at Narcanon, we are a 501c3 nonprofit. And we handle drug and alcohol addiction and education. We also have drug and alcohol treatment facilities worldwide, and we also handle a lot of your public, the drug education that takes place in the public schools, as well as corporate.
And you guys work all over the country.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Yeah, just because you happen to be located in the state of Oklahoma doesn't necessarily mean you only cover a local service area. You work with a lot of different agencies.
Yes, sir, we sure do.
Which is a good thing because there's unfortunately a lot of need for this type of thing, too. There are a lot of people in the United States addicted to drugs and alcohol, right?
That is correct. The number is staggering. And right now, the most recent surveys that have done here in 2011 have revealed that there's just over 24 million people who are currently addicted to drugs or alcohol. And this is just in the U.S. alone.
24 million people, so nearly one out of every 10 people we encounter, it might be closer to one out of every 12 or 13 people we encounter on a daily basis, is probably dealing with some sort of a drug or alcohol problem.
That's correct.
That's staggering. Are those numbers going up?
It's steadily increasing, and since the 70s, that number has steadily been on the rise.
Wow. Are there certain factors that can be attributed to that?
Obviously, there's addiction. There's a lot of forces behind an addiction. Obviously, you have people who have some unhandled mental and emotional issues. You have traumatic events happening, stress, anxiety, depression. All of these things factor into it. You know, in today's economy, it's not doing too well. All of these are contributors to the rise.
Probably why it's so difficult in the first place to deal with this type of addiction, these types of issues with addiction, is because there's really no one cookie-cutter way to deal with all these.
That's correct. There's really not. I wish there was a secret formula to cure addiction, but there's not.
Well, let's talk a little bit about relapse. So what do we mean when we say relapse?
By relapse, what that means is when an individual is actually abstained from using a substance for an extended period of time, and then they fall back into that trap of addiction and start using or abusing drugs or alcohol again.
Is the relapse rate awful high in the United States, too?
Yes, sir. The relapse rate is staggering. It's just about as bad as the amount of people in the U.S. that use drugs and alcohol. And the relapse rate, just this last year, 2011, we're looking at just about 90% of the people that go through treatment, and this is a national average, fall back into that trap of addiction.
Oh, wow. Well, 90% relapse rate. Gee whiz, Zach, there could be people sitting here going, well, then how good is Narcanon and those types of agencies at what they do if the relapse rate is so great?
Definitely, and that does. I mean, that's a question that we get every day is, how successful is your treatment? And because people realize and they understand that relapse is a huge epidemic when it comes to this field. And with our particular facility, we have a proven statistical success rate of just over 70%. And that's definitely something that, that lets us know what we're doing works.
Why is the relapse rate so high?
There's a lot of things that factor into that, but the number one cause of relapse is physical cravings. And kind of to explain how a physical craving works is anytime any one of us puts a substance into our body, our body is going to metabolize the substance, and it's going to flush out the excess. But over time, as an individual abuses drugs or alcohol, the metabolites are medically classified as lipophilic. What that means is they can bond to our fat tissue, and this is where the biggest problem lies, because we all burn fat for energy. So anytime a user's heart rate is increased, whether they get into an argument with their significant other, whether they get a pocket full of money, that's going to increase their heart rate. And from time to time, they're going to burn off those contaminated fat stores. Now, from there, the metabolites are actually going to be re-released back into their bloodstream, and it's going to shoot straight to their brain. A little signal is going to take off and say, hey, this is that stuff that made me feel good before, and I need some more of it. And what I've just explained to you is what we call a physically induced drug craving. And like I just said, That is the leading cause of relapse when it comes to drug and alcohol addiction.
Wow, that was an awfully scientific explanation. I thought you were just going to tell me that because we're humans and we're weak, that's why we fall back.
Whenever I explain it to a person, they realize, there's more to it, because you hear people say all the time, well, why don't they just quit? I wish it was that easy. If it was that easy, we wouldn't have a 90% relapse rate. But that is the actual chemical process that takes place inside a person's body.
Aren't there also habitual things, though, too? It's just a kind of a habit?
Exactly. It is. It's just like any other habit. It's bad, and it takes time to break a habit like that. A person... And most of your treatment facilities in the U.S. are 28 days or less. And you can't expect a person to go in who's been struggling with an addiction for 5-10 years to get something handled in 1 month. Mm-hmm. It takes an intensive, long-term program to get the results that you're looking for.
Well, I can just imagine, if you ask 100% of the people out there in any one room to give up something simple like chocolate. Not that we're equating chocolate with drugs, but just say give up chocolate. I bet over 90% of the people couldn't do it long term either, and that's just something that, it's not causing the same issues.
Right. Exactly. It's the same principle. It is.
Well, let's talk a little bit about solutions then. Are there any solutions out there just to completely get a person off of drugs and keep them off of them long term?
Yes, sir, there sure is, and the only way to really and truly achieve that is to handle both aspects of an addiction. And by that, I mean, number one, the physical cravings, getting the body cleaned out of those drug and alcohol metabolites, and number two, what happens once an individual gets their body cleaned out is they're going to begin to think with a lot more clarity again, and their brain chemistry is also going to start restoring itself. So from that point, that's when they can focus on the second aspect, which is those mental and emotional issues, depression, anxiety, guilt. All of these things factor in and are driving forces behind the addiction. So, that's kind of the basis. They have to get those two things handled before they can ever expect to be clean and sober for the rest of their life.
Well, doesn't this chemical thing take over then? Do you have a difficult time? Even if you decide one day, I'm going to get clean, I'm going to enter a program, and I'm going to fix this, is it difficult with all those chemical issues going on inside your body to feel that way every single day?
It's tough. I would be lying if I said it was something that's easy and anyone can do it. Because anybody can do it. It just takes the willpower and the drive and a person's willingness. There's programs out there that are successful and work. So obviously the first thing a person has to do is to be willing to accept the help and give it a try. And a lot of times, the relapse rate, you look at it, it's 90%. So it's definitely, obviously the person is going to need to put their full attention on it and, really devote themselves to getting their life back on track.
Often, though, people who are involved in addiction find themselves alone for whatever reason. Does it help, though, to have the support of others if you decide to go through a program like that?
Oh, definitely, definitely. So that support system is what, helps to keep people clean and sober a lot of times. And a good family, the family support. And when you're dealing with an addict, if you know somebody who is addicted or have a feeling that there might be something going on there, a lot of times all they want to know is that there is someone out there who cares and loves about them. So, to anyone that's listening that is aware or thinks that, has a suspicion that someone's using drugs, let them know. Come to me anytime. Give me a call day or night. I'm here for you. And a lot of times that's all they want to hear, is that there really is someone that loves and cares about them.
Now, sometimes the loved ones need to be just as strong because they've been hurt and they've been wronged and they may have had money stolen from them or just flat disrespected in things and by the person who's using, and it can cause some real hard feelings. So they have to really reach out and work hard to be able to dedicate themselves to that person's coming back to society again.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, what happens when they need the help then? How do they find out more?
Give us a call. We have a toll-free number. That number is 1-800-468-6933, and we also have a website. That website is www.stopaddiction.com. And keep in mind, we're here to help any way we can. If our program is not the best option for you, we also are a referral agency. So we can help you find a local program if that is what will best handle your needs.
And making the call, checking out the website, requesting more information does not commit anyone to anything.
Exactly, exactly.
Not until you're ready to make that move. Very good. Well, Zach, thanks for the help today. Appreciate it. Best of luck.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. You guys have a wonderful day.